There's a school in Brooklyn where almost all the kids are poor. The teachers have no education degrees. They've never been to college. It seems like a recipe for student failure, but the kids are doing well, with 87% of them testing proficient on the state English test and 97% in math. Jill Barchet is a reporter for the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit news service based at Columbia University. She says the Brooklyn school's secret is in its teacher training.
Miriam Amsel is a school principal. She purposely hires 18-year-olds who have never taught before.
We're here to educate the teachers. So if they don't have everything it takes, that's okay.
Amsel's school, Teferis Benos, is an ultra-Orthodox Jewish day school for girls. It's in the heart of a Hasidic neighborhood in Brooklyn. Starting pay for teachers is $6,000 a year. They observe classrooms for 6 months before they even start the job. Then, Amsel gathers her staff once a month after school in what's essentially a group therapy session. Teachers talk about classroom frustrations and then brainstorm ways to get better. But first, they sing.
At the onset of each new day, the magic unfolds.
Amsel doesn't talk much, but she asks a few provocative questions.
Okay, so this is the quote we're looking at. Success is never the result of having all the answers. It is the result of being open to all the questions. Think about it.
She is modeling exactly the kind of technique she wants her teachers to use in their own classrooms. In the meeting I observed, the teachers discussed how to coax shy students to participate, rather than letting the dominant students do everything.
I was getting certain kids and not different kids.
One of the more experienced teachers volunteered to do some research and run a workshop on the topic. Amsel suggested some books. Hesse Reingold is one of the new teachers. She's 19.
You know, over the course of the month, I save up all my questions and things like that to ask at all these meetings. I was never stuck because there was always a solution for me at these meetings. So they helped me tremendously over the course of the year.
If you include the cost of the snacks, this professional development session cost maybe $20. Amsel shows that teachers can get good on-the-job training for a fraction of what many schools spend. In New York City, some schools spend hundreds of thousands a year just on private contractors to coach their teachers. Anita Murphy is a former official in the New York State Department of Education. She visited Teferis Benos last year and was impressed with Amsel's training sessions.
I think it's changing the conversation about what teaching and learning is. It's not that difficult. It just has not been the way that public education has functioned, right?
At Teferis Benos, it helps that all the students and teachers are from the same cultural community. That's according to Jason Grissom. He's a professor at Vanderbilt University who studies the qualities of good school principals.
It turns out to be really difficult to translate school models that seem to work into new settings. Often, whatever it is about that school that seems to work very well just doesn't translate into the new environment.
Grissom says there are still lessons that public schools can take away from Teferis Benos. Principals can help create a climate where teachers are encouraged to ask questions and get help from one another. For WNYC and the Hechinger Report, I'm Jill Barchet.
Would you feel good about not learning? Or would you feel better if you spent the time learning?